Max, do the intro.
Beautiful people, welcome to Ignite Your Purpose. Today's show is all about keeping it real and keeping ourselves accountable. We are talking about the pity party that we just had in dealing with Ignite Your Purpose. John, what is it we do?
We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of mental, physical, and some spiritual knowledge. Mind, body, soul trifecta. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. Sometimes we screw the intro up, but we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, the physical, the spiritual knowledge. Mind, body, soul trifecta. That's what we do.
And it's base form, beautiful people. It's negative to positive every day. We're just trying to be a little bit better than we were yesterday. And we feel that our trifecta from our experiences, that's how we've gotten there. It's our little formula. So a lot of people ask John and myself, well, you know, you do this vlog, you do this podcast, man, you're always so uppity. You're always so positive. You know, how is it possible that the sun is always shining right up your ass and it's spitting out through your mouth? How is it even possible? We call bullshit. So today, John and I have gone through what we're going to call our own little pity party here. And we talked for about, I don't know, an hour and a half of just gibberish.
2 hours.
2 hours of absolute gibberish that was obviously needed. It was obviously needed to get out. I feel that we shine the light on stuff that people sweep under the rug. But we had some real, I'm personally all day today going through the most, it feels like I'm being showered in self-doubt. And you know, I can't express what it is exactly other than a feeling of, you know, holy shit, I got to climb K2. How the hell am I climbing K2?
Yeah,
John, from our talk, what feedback do you got?
It's interesting. I'm not going to point any blame or any fingers at Max for this, but called him up, got chatting, and there was an immediate vibe of, between the two of us, and we think we just picked off each other's vibe is, man, we've been slaving away. We did 2 weeks in Canada, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. And we put the hours in and we're back, we're making videos and we've learned SEO and we've learned how to edit and we've learned how to do this. And we're still having the audio troubles. I'm still having the video troubles. And do you know what? I think our content is good. I think we've got on-screen charisma, we've got some banter. Often there's something of value to say. Other times it's just completely lots of bollocks. But there's some entertainment, there's some value, and it's good. But at what point do our viewers start to grow? At what point do we start getting this, the interactions? And we just spiraled down the rabbit hole yesterday. And I wouldn't say it was tantrums, wouldn't stamp on our feet, but it took some real, was it yesterday or to the last, within the last 24 hours, it took some real hard work to get out of it. Even to the point, and I'm saying, well, why don't you give your mentors a call and I'll give my mentors a call and we'll see what they've got to say. We'll ask them to analyze it. And then we said, well, if we ask these people, we might get the negative as well as the fucking positive. And, but a number of hours later in the day and after our conversation earlier, lots of things have transpired. So I'm going to let Max tell you about those. The universe, apparently we are in the planet of Uranus. It's all going to come out of my anus. So Max is going to, he's going to talk and I'm going to shut up for a bit. So,
oh man, you know, you know, looking back at it, you know, it is true. Your thoughts become your reality. Your thoughts are your energy. And I'm telling you, yesterday and today, I couldn't figure it out. I am usually uber cocky, uber confident, even to the point where, you know, I might be loud and abrasive at times, right? With people that don't know me, I'm usually just joking. But if you didn't know me, be like, holy shit, how do you take this guy, right? Having said that, yesterday was just, and dude, I'm living the life of Larry. I am living the dream, right? And I just felt like this weird weight. Anyway, I did find out that it is this full moon cycle. it's the Taurus new moon, yada, yada, yada. There's so much stuff happening. I don't know if we want to get into that right now. We probably will get into that maybe tomorrow's talk just to see how we got out of our funk.
Yeah, it's good.
But it definitely took us shaking ourselves. And it was really, I'm saying this to everybody listening. You know, I could have just, even with the show yesterday, we could have just been, you know what, John, I don't want to do it. But we shook ourselves silly and smacked ourselves around and say, what are we feeling sorry for? Look at all the stuff John just named that we've done. So what is it we're even having a pity party about? And that was the thing. We couldn't put our fingers on it. It wasn't numbers. It wasn't likes, because everything's growing. What was it? I don't know. Do you want it quicker? Is it your ego? I still can't put my finger on it. But we were at a low for sure.
Yeah, and the one thing that we did do is, I said to Max, I said, right, let's stop. We'll record the show in a few minutes, but let's go and watch. Let's both watch our first show from a year ago, episode 001. I was sat in the other corner there. The bookcase was somewhere else. And Max did the introduction from the Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement, which you've not heard for a while. And I was like, what the fuck do I say now? And I just kind of rambled for 2 or 3 minutes, and it was awkward and uncomfortable and disjointed, excuse me, in a minute, and disjointed. But I laughed so hard when I look back, because I was proud that I'd done it, because for a man with a self-confessed fear of public speaking, I'd gone live on the internet to a few people, but it could have been to millions of people. I'd had something to say, but then I'd look at what we've done since, and we've evolved through Skypes and Zooms and Be Lives onto YouTube, soon back onto Zooms. We've created a t-shirt brand. We've learned how to do SEO, backlinks, tagging. Video editing, downloading free music, attaching that, fading in, fading out. And we can do any of that 6 months, probably even 4 months ago, we couldn't do any of that. And so it was good to sort of step back and put it all into perspective, really.
Yeah, perspective being a perfect word there, John. And it also shows you the power of, again, we talk energy vampires. Now, John and I were on the same wavelength. He might not have, although when we talk tomorrow, because I'm going for, I don't want to say a tarot card reading, but somebody who's an astrology person.
Astrologer.
He's like a shaman, astrological guy. We're going to do some card reading. And I found out today in one of the texts he sent me was Scorpios and Taurus are going to be feeling this the most for the next 3 to 6 days and then on for 7 years. But I don't know if John was in as much of a funk as I was yesterday, but if he wasn't, I definitely brought him into it. And then, so I'm just telling you, the listeners, how powerful our own thoughts are. Because if me and John didn't, well, especially if I didn't have my 10 years, John didn't have his 5 years, and we went in that funk, I probably would have said today we'd still be there, tomorrow we'd be there, and we would have said, you know what, John, this show's too hard. Let's just go back to flipping burgers at Burger King.
Let's bin it off. We get on great. Let's just be mates. And I can guarantee 100%, Max is 7 hours, 7,000 miles behind me. As much as I think we're brothers for life, the friendship and the relationship just would not be the same.
Of course.
This purpose that we both have manifested for ourselves, there's a reason that we met each other and became friends and buddies. And vibe on the same level.
Exactly. And you hit a great.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, you hit a great word there, John, by saying purpose. We're human. All of us are human. You're gonna have your peaks, your valleys. We say this all the time, but nobody said it was going to be easy. And if this was easy, everybody would be doing it, and everybody it'd be paradise every day. But in the human form, there is some suffering. And like I said, John and I went through it yesterday. Thankfully, between the two of us, we pulled our asses right back out of it. And that's one of the takeaways I'll say.
Max, I'm just going to interject there. It's you're 10 years in the game. I can't wait till it's 11 years. Is that where we're all quite so cool, isn't it? But, you know, I've been in kind of awareness for 5 years, and I spend a lot of time in it now. But for people who may not be so far on their journey, what are the triggers and the hooks so that they can register when they're getting in this funk? And then have you got some of that, they can just go, whoa, and pull themselves out of that rabbit hole that can happen. They're digging.
You know what? So we're getting a little more esoteric here, but this whole, you know, planet Uranus is basically bringing up our dark sides. All right. So anything that causes us suffering is going to show us that we're not in alignment with reality. So yesterday, John, for example, me being my funk and you being with me in my funk, we weren't in alignment with really what is. We were wanting something else. So we couldn't quite put we still can't put my finger on what the hell it is we wanted, but we weren't taking reality for what it was. Triggers are going to be like, if when I get that house, when I get that car, when I get that woman, when I get that wife, all these external things, this is your soul showing you what it is that your dark side. So what you're sweeping under the rug that is external, man, that has nothing to do with your own happiness. And one of the questions you can ask yourself was, okay, John, with $0 in the bank, you know, for me, no roof over my head, no car outside, all these things that are stability in our life and told that, you know, makes us who we are. Could you be happy without it?
Yeah, 100%. I've got my health.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I was only chatting to somebody earlier today about this, is that the more stuff and the more possessions, the more things we have, the more we're trapped in the machine of life. I heard yesterday somebody described The Matrix as a science fiction movie, but then somebody also said it's a documentary about how much we are dragged into it. And then that's a whole nother conversation. But I would say for those of you who do often register, you go, man, I feel a bit shit, or I feel a sunk or a sulk, or you bitch at somebody for something that's quite trivial. In that moment, if you can catch yourself in that moment and then within 30 seconds come up with five really good things that you're grateful for, or even three or one, man, I'm still on my feet and breathing oxygen. That's pretty fucking clever. Or
it's major.
Or looking at that blue sky. Oh, I live on an incredible island. Or I'm so grateful to be close to my family so that they can support me when I need, whatever it might be. But just to try and catch yourself within that first 30 seconds is a really, really good basic skill. And you may not do it every time, and then you may realize that you're 2 or 3 minutes into this diatribe of some story that you're generating in your head, and you'll go, I'm doing it again. What am I grateful for? Okay, grateful that I can get in the car and drive to work. I'm grateful that I'm seeing my friends or the family coming over this weekend, or Billy's getting married and he's asked me to be their best man. Whatever it might be, there's money in the bank, fresh water from a tap. I can see, I can hear, I can taste, I can feel. These basic senses that we just take for granted. Turning the tap on and water coming out. Do you know how fucking amazing that is to people most of the world? But it just happens. So I think on that note, I've said enough. We've probably said far too much. We're obviously out of our funk.
You know, it's easier said than done, John. And I'm speaking from experience. Even the mentor I was speaking to yesterday, who is also a Scorpion, and we'll get into this tomorrow, said him after 30, 40 years of this, felt what I was going through, because Scorpions and Taurus and Taurusians are going to feel this big time right now. And it just shows we are human. And everything John just said, I'm well aware of that. And I was still in a funk yesterday. So don't be so hard on yourselves. But we do have to be aware of the mental talk, because where our mind goes, the rest flows. So does our energy. And if your energy goes down, it's all over. So keep that energy up. Keep your force field up. And yeah, be grateful. But easier said than done. Just be aware of it, people, because it's going to be coming up. And understand it's for our higher purpose.
Okay. I was going to say some more stuff, but I think that is a perfect place to draw this conversation to close. As always, we thank you for listening and for tuning in on the audio or the video or wherever it might be, or saying hi to us in the high street. If you do like it, please show your love and give us a thumbs up or a like or whatever it is we do on all of these channels, because that just gives us the encouragement that we are giving people value, and we will just double down again and again and again. Send some comments if you like it. Let us know. Just say, hey, guys, checking in from, appreciate the show. Or it's
like, how much you like that?
Max and his freaking tattooed fuckwit guns. Jesus Christ. Apologies for swearing. I've sworn more than 3 times in an hour, so that's a bit unusual. Less manging out than
that. That's how much I messed you up, brother.
You fucked me up. So I'm going to say goodnight. Thank you very much. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. Hashtag or at IYPurpose.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
You all.